Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. I got no clue. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. For me, Andy Dorf, welcome in, everybody. Wow, what another wonderful, fantastic, awesome week in the sports world. Craziness always happens. Whether it's the new story about Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy not getting along very well, as if that was necessarily news to people. I guess it's interesting what we find to be interesting at certain times. But obviously they're out there now in the NFL and among other things that are going on. Draft coming up pretty close. So a lot to get into, even though the NFL isn't going on, a lot to get into there. NBA playoffs, literally right around the corner. NHL playoffs, those are around the corner as well. I believe that gets started on Wednesday. I'll get you all the matchups for that. Wednesday and Thursday, I believe, are the first series of games for the NHL playoffs. So we'll get into that in a little bit as well. Major League Baseball, wow, man, just crazy stuff happening early with the Milwaukee Brewers playing fantastic out of the gates. Yelich, this guy is for real, man. If you thought this guy was just a one-hit wonder or a one-year wonder, guess again. The guy's legit. I don't know when the last time, maybe early 2000, maybe late 2000, 2007, 8, 9, somewhere in there, when you had a back-to-back guy who won NL MVPs or AL MVPs, but it's been a while is my point. But he's obviously getting out to a great start. Milwaukee Brewers out to a great start. Baseball out to a great start. Lots of home runs, man. And then what's going on with college basketball? As we all know, college basketball, March Madness, it's coming to an end Monday night. You're going to have that final game between Virginia and Texas Tech. And then in the women's stuff, man, wow, that was pretty cool. Notre Dame fought their tail off and got back in that game against Baylor. But Kim Mulkey and the ladies, man, from Baylor, they got it done. So what an amazing week in the sports world. I'm here to talk to you about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Keep it close, everybody. Weekend recap. Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Drives one right center field. That's going to get down. We are tied at 10 as Yelich is on his way to second. Makes the turn. On his way to third. It'll be a triple for Yelich. The cycle for Christian Yelich.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag at third. Throw to first. Yelich 10! And the Brewers win!
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Pretty great start for this Christian Yelich kid and his Milwaukee Brewers when you think about it. 8-2, beating the rival Cubs 4-2, getting that series done. So, yeah, just great stuff happening there in Milwaukee all around. With the way the Brew Crew has gotten out of the gates and the way that the Milwaukee Bucks have played as well. You got to like, if you're a Wisconsin sports fan, you got to like what's going on. That's all I can say. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'm going to run through these scores from Major League Baseball. Why not? Why not get it done? Phillies beat the Twins 2-1. Yankees all over the Orioles 15-3. And if I'm not mistaken, 7 home runs, most home runs on the road from a team since 1961 from a road team. So pretty impressive how they can get those bats going, as we all know. And I think it's a matter of time. I think the Yankees are going to light it up this year. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I really like the Yankees playing really solid baseball all season long. Tigers 3-1 over the Royals. Indians 3-1 over the Blue Jays. Nationals 12-9 over the Mets. Braves 4-3 over the Marlins. Pirates 7-5 over the Reds. Like I said, the Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2. Astros 9-8 over the Athletics. Mariners 12-5. They continue to play pretty well. 9-2 on the season for them. So really playing great baseball. The Seattle Mariners early in the season, 12-5 over the White Sox. Cardinals 4-1 over the Padres, who have gotten out of the gates pretty well. 6-4 now, but we're 6-3 before, and the Cardinals just a little bit under 500 at 4-5 now. But the Rays winning, they continue to play pretty well early in the season. 3-0 over the Giants. Angels 7-2 over the Rangers. Red Sox finally get a victory, 3-8 in their first 11 games over the Diamondbacks. They do win 1-0 on a solo shot. And that's how they won the game today. Dodgers 12-6 over the Rockies. Their bats were going, man, like crazy. They just really hit the ball well, and they've gotten out of the gates incredibly well with making contact. It's just unreal what the Dodgers are doing early in the season as far as their bats are going. So we'll see if they can keep it up. And speaking of keeping it up, let's just go along and let you know what's happening as far as Major League Baseball goes with the standings. In the East, the Tampa Bay Rays, like I said, getting out of the gates pretty well. 7-3 to start the season. Yankees behind them at 5-4. Baltimore 4-5. Red Sox, like I said, they're struggling. 3-8. 3-7 in the first 10 games. So we'll see how they start to play as things move on, and pitching has been a real issue. So we'll see what they can do to figure things out a little bit and weather the storm. Detroit 7-3 out of the gates early, pretty well too for them. Been a while since we've talked about the Tigers being on top of that division. Cleveland 6-3. I think we expect big things out of them. Twins 5-3. White Sox 3-5. Kansas City is 2-6. Seattle 9-2, like I said, the best team in all of baseball. Rangers 5-5, Astros 5-5. I think they'll figure things out and get it going pretty well here too. Athletics 6-7, and then the Angels of Anaheim. Those guys 4-6. On the other side, National League, Phillies have gotten out of the gates really well. Not surprised, 6-2 early in the season. Mets 6-3. Atlanta Braves now over 500 at 5-4. Nationals 4-4. Marlins 3-7. No surprise that they're struggling. Brew Crew out early well as well. 8-2. Pittsburgh 5-3. St. Louis 4-5. Cubs 2-7. Really struggling. Another team with issues as far as pitching goes. Reds are 1-8, and it looks pretty bad for them already early in the season. Dodgers 8-2, playing pretty well, like I said as well. Really getting the bats going. Padres 6-4. Diamondbacks, look, they even though they got rid of just about everybody you can think of, they still seem to figure out a way to go out there and compete and battle. So you have to give a lot of credit to a guy like Torey Lovello for going out there and just coming up with combinations and lineups. 5-5. Rockies struggling. Will they figure it out? I guess that's the question. They dropped 3, if I'm not mistaken, to the Dodgers in their home set with them over the weekend, and people expect the Rockies to be a team that can challenge and play well in the West. So we'll see. Giants struggling, 3-7 as well. So that wraps it up. That's really early in the season, by the way. You know, you're looking at 10-11 games in the young season. So don't take away too much. I think let's see what happens after 30, maybe 45 days. We'll have a little bit better picture or a better idea of what the picture is going to look like as things move on in Major League Baseball. But don't kid yourself. Yankees are going to be good. They're going to figure things out. And as you can see, they've kind of gotten that going. They've won 3 in a row. The bats got going. 7 home runs, like I said, on the road. Again, most that's ever happened since 1961. So when they get their bats going, extremely dangerous. How good are the Milwaukee Brewers? How good will the Philadelphia Phillies be? Can the Mariners keep things up the way that they are? You know, at a certain point, you have to say, well, you are what your record is. You're as good as what your record is. Flat out, you're as good as what your record is. And the Mariners are 9-2, playing at winning over 800 mark. So that's That's a pretty darn good start. And look, I get here. Here's the deal with baseball. It's a marathon. We all know that. But there is something to be said for getting out of the gates and playing well to start the season. Because what that does is it gives you a little bit of a cushion. It gives you a little bit of a way where you can have a slump during the middle of the season, which we all know it's going to happen for everybody. Some teams may never even get out of a slump, for crying out loud, like the Toronto Blue Jays or the Royals or maybe even the Marlins, the Reds. If you can tell, I'm picking out the teams that are already way under 500 in this early Major League Baseball season. The Giants and the Rockies, but hopefully that things will kind of change for them. But truth be told, ball being just popped out of the park like crazy. Bellinger, if I'm not mistaken, 7 home runs already on the season. My man Christian Yelich, 5 home runs. Opened up the season with 4 straight in 4 games. So Major League Baseball is literally flowing, going, kicking. And just watch it, because just like every other sport, these things go by so quickly. Like you don't appreciate them until they're pretty much gone. So don't let Major League Baseball and the season slip by you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into. On the other side, I'll probably start talking about March Madness and the final game. The ladies' championship game was spectacular too, by the way. Baylor getting it done over Notre Dame. Unbelievable. Just great stuff. I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And the 3-2. Drilled to right field. Going back, Garcia. Turning. Looking. See ya. Tie game.
If you took a look in the dugout when Hicks hit the home run, Doug was doing a very funky dance. So he's got music in his head. So maybe he's got the rhythm to hit one out here. High fly ball, right field, Garcia back, that'll do it!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Winston with 14 to shoot, 13 to shoot, 3 in the right corner. Not going to go. Rebound, Brandon Francis for Texas Tech. Texas Tech is going to dribble this one out. And the Red Raiders are going to go where no Texas Tech team has gone before. They're going to the national championship game. Texas Tech 61, Michigan State 51.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
How about that?
Yep, that happened, man. That happened over the weekend. Texas Tech getting to the first Final Four, and you know what? They're not done yet, people. Not done. Ready to take on Virginia Monday night. 9:20 Eastern Time. 6:20 Mountain Time. Going to be, hopefully, a really good basketball game. They did beat Michigan State. It was 61-55. And then Virginia beat Auburn 63-62. And probably one of the more controversial basketball finishes in a game that you're going to ever see. I'll break it down for you. Basically, in a nutshell, Auburn should have gotten the ball back because the guy from Virginia actually double dribbled, but because it was happening so quick, the heat of the moment and everything like that, you don't comprehend it, and it goes by the wayside and it's a missed call. But the missed call was absolutely, positively enormous. Huge. Because Auburn should have had the ball. And they would have had the lead. Would have changed the dynamic of that game. I'm sorry. But you can't take total credit away from Virginia for just their will to fight and scrap and claw and give themselves an opportunity to somehow pull off a miracle when you get a foul called at the end of a game. When I'm not saying it wasn't a foul, because I do think it was a foul. But it maybe should have never have happened, because the double dribble should have been called before that. So just wild things. And you know what? Now let's see if Virginia can go out there and capitalize and, you know what, make this miracle run totally complete and win that national title. And what a sweet run it would be. This is a team that lost to a 16 seed last year, a year ago, in the March Madness tournament. Only team to ever do that. And then the year after that, to have the opportunity to follow up and make it to the national championship game and you potentially win it. Because I don't know what's going to happen. It's not Monday night yet, people. But the thought that it could happen, and when you put it all together and just say to yourself, wow, this team shows you heart, resiliency, gut, grit. You know, they just fight, man. And you have to appreciate that. So kudos to Virginia for not giving up in that game, believing in themselves, and having just a fantastic run after what was a disastrous run the previous year. Let's talk a little bit about Texas Tech and how Chris Beard and these guys just were steady all year long. They were a good team, man. They won the Big 12. They were good. So the fact that they're playing for the national title, it's a surprise. It's a shock. But they were a good basketball team all season long. They play defense. They play really good defense. They can lock you down. And so can Virginia, man. Lowest, if I'm not mistaken, lowest over-under total for a final game in like 20 years. 117.5, 118, right in that area. Virginia favored by one. So this is a really tough defensive battle between two really good defensive teams. And I've said it many a time. Whoever gets to 60 points is going to wind up winning this game. And if you get to 70, you're really winning this game. But I think it's a race to 60. But Texas Tech was good all season long, resilient. They can defend. They handled those bigs from Michigan State. They got guys that can come in and score clutch buckets, big buckets. I wouldn't be surprised if they win. I really wouldn't. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is a really close game. I don't know if any team goes up by more than 7 points. But a 7-point lead between one of these teams could feel like a double-digit lead. So it's going to be interesting to see how tempo is and who's able to control the tempo. Because I don't necessarily think Texas Tech wants to play super slow. And I think Virginia does. So I think Texas Tech wants to value the basketball. I think they want to get good shots. But I do think they'll fire away that three ball. And their bigs, man, they can play. They can play. So I look at this as it's a good matchup, man. It's a really good matchup. Between two teams that both think they can win. I mean, at this point, you got to believe in what you've done. Because you're playing for the national title. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. There's no more surprises. There's no more shocks. You're playing at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Monday night in front of 70,000+ people in that stadium. And then the millions watching across the world and the globe. This is your shot, man. This is your shot to be a national champion. And for some of these kids, the last chance to be a national champion. So I'm excited, man. I really am. I'm excited for a good quality basketball game. Not going to be a high-scoring game. Not going to be high-scoring at all. If it is, I'll be shocked. I'll be really shocked. Then, you know, they will have had us all fooled. But I think if it's high scoring, then it literally just comes down to guys are making shots. I just think they're going to be contested. So I think there's going to be a lot of missed shots, personally. But if they're uncontested, you know what? All these kids have shown, they've proven, we can make shots if we're uncontested. If there's one thing you can take away from basketball today, it's that when shots are uncontested, kids are knocking them down. Flat out just knocking them down, man. So expect tightly contested shots. Expect a really close basketball game. Expect a highly competitive basketball game. Expect two teams to just lock each other down and really have to earn buckets. So if that's not the style or the brand of basketball that you want to see, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I'm guessing that that's what you're going to see. That's what I'm really guessing. I'm guessing you're going to see tightly contested shots, tightly contested game, not big leads. It's going to be a tough battle. It's going to be a real tough battle. Anyways, got to take a break. I know it, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. Lots to get into. NBA, NHL, going to happen for sure on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. You're hanging out, as always, on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
DiVincenzo will walk it up. Now everybody's starting to stand. Both sides trying to rally their team. DiVincenzo launching a three. Good! Oh, what a gut punch from Dante DiVincenzo. The Michigan fans sit back down across the timeline. DiVincenzo, three on the left wing. Good again! He had two Wolverines in his face, and he did not care.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf coming at you, as I always do. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Going to jump out to the phones here in just a quick moment. But before I do that, I do want to set up the NHL playoffs for you and give you that just before I go out to the phones, and I'll hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica in just a moment. Blue Jackets and Lightning, Blues and Jets, Golden Knights and Sharks, Stars and Predators, Penguins and Islanders, and then you have the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, the Hurricanes and the Capitals, and the Avalanche and the Flames. Those are all your matchups. And I was just giving them to you in the order in which they're going to happen. So the first five are all going to happen on Wednesday, and then those next three are going to happen on Thursday. And then here's what I love about hockey before I jump out to the phones real quick. Those dudes will be playing like every other day. They'll be battling each other. They'll be whooping up on each other. And then they're going to just keep doing it day after day. And my question for the puckhead out there is, will the Lightning be able to play the same style and impose their will in the postseason the way that they were able to in the regular season? Will the Golden Knights have another great run in them like they did last year, which was unexpected? Will Washington be able to have another run in them and win back-to-back? Believe me, I got plenty of questions for you. So if the puckhead is out there, let me know. All right, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my man, my good man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Dorfman coming at you, man. Weekend recap. Sports Overnight America, brother. What's up?
Man, I am just enjoying one of the greatest weekends of the year. You talked a lot about yesterday. I was very excited. Was very disappointed that Auburn didn't win the missed call and whatnot. But you know what? You play the game and you don't put yourself in position to be that way. And that's what Texas Tech did. They didn't necessarily put themselves in positions where it was a last minute thing. I'm sure maybe you've mentioned it or not. But by the way, do you realize that the state of Wisconsin has the three best players, arguably, in the three top sports? With you've got Aaron Rodgers, you got the Greek Freak, and Christian Yelich in basketball, football, and baseball. I mean,
yeah.
You know, everyone says like, don't go to Wisconsin, but you know, go to Wisconsin. I mean, but you know, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. But I don't know if you touched on it, but the last 5.5 hours I've spent was at the greatest spectacle of them all, the granddaddy of all, WrestleMania tonight. Was absolutely insane. Now, have you done the sports rundown in terms of the results of that yet?
No, man. Why don't you break it down real quick?
Well, I'll break it down, and I won't go through every match, but I will tell you this.
No, please. Give me the big ones.
All right. I mean, when it comes to WWE, there's one thing that you can expect, that you will completely be shocked. So what did they do? They opened up the show with the Brock Lesnar title fight. And it was crazy against Seth Rollins. It was brutal.
Who wins that one? Who wins that one, man? What happened?
Well, what happens after F5 after F5, the referee gets knocked down. Seth Rollins gives a low blow, gives three stomp kicks to Lesnar's head, and the new champion, WWE champion, is Seth Rollins. Man,
okay.
It was insane. There was blood. It was incredible. Let's move now to the no holds barred.
Great way to show it up. Great way to start the show. Great way to start the show. So then, give me another. Give me one of the other great matches. Give me like three or four really good matches from WrestleMania.
You got it. The next one was an incredible grudge match between Shane McMahon and The Miz, where Shane McMahon, you know, has gone after Miz's father. And this was a no-holds-barred falls pin anywhere. The match ended up being in a camera scaffolding about 25 feet in the air, somewhere about 50 feet away from the stage. And The Miz superplexes Shane McMahon off it down 25 feet onto a platform. Both guys are knocked out cold, but Shane McMahon, since he was kind of like on top of the superplex, gets the win. It was
crazy.
Insane. These guys do a freaking backflip down onto a table. It was unbelievable. You're like, what? Are you joking? Then we had Kofi Kingston, who spent 11 years in the WWE and has never had one title shot, against Daniel Bryan. And it was absolutely wonderful to see. After Daniel Bryan tried submission hole after submission hole after submission hole, Kofi finally hits Trouble in Paradise and wins his WWE championship for the first time. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, to see. I mean, if you're a fan, and to see a guy like this, Kofi Kingston, who has really been, you know, a fan favorite for so many years, it was just so great to see.
I gotta give you
two more. First of all, Triple H, Batista, no holds barred. This thing was brutal. This was more outside the ring than inside the ring. No holds barred. They were on the announcer table. It was almost hard to watch. It started off with Triple H finding a toolbox, and then somehow using the toolbox and then using a needle nose pliers to remove the nose ring out of Batista's nose.
Wow.
He pulled it out. He pulled it out right on TV. It's bleeding. It was absolutely unreal. And I know I don't have that much time, but the thing was, is tonight was the most special night of all because at WrestleMania, for the first time ever, featured the women being in the main event. And that was Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey in an unbelievable event, which is, again, brutal. Charlotte Flair was bleeding on her leg. Ronda Rousey, her she was all bruised up. Her right leg was completely bruised up and bleeding. And eventually what happened was Ronda Rousey goes for her patented armbar, and somehow, some way, Becky Lynch reverses it, flips Ronda on her shoulders over Becky's side, and gets the kind of crawl up pinfall, which is controversy because if watch tomorrow night, you'll see her right shoulder comes up between the counts of one and two, but the referee was on the left side and the left shoulder was down the entire time.
Unreal, man. Amazing breakdown of what happened at WrestleMania. I got to get your thought before I let you run in general. Who wins Monday night, Virginia, Texas Tech? I think it's a race to 60. I think it could be one of those really slow, drag down, tough to score basketball games. If it's not, I'll be extremely shocked and surprised. Great stories in both runs, to be honest with you. Virginia, the way that they went out way early last year to a 16 seed, first time in the history, followed up, getting to the Final Four. Now you're in the national championship game. Texas Tech, nobody expected them. First time ever that they've gotten to the Final Four. Bam, they're in the final game. Chris Beard, what a job he's done. Tony Bennett, what a job he's done. Look, man, great matchup in a lot of ways. Not the matchup I think a lot of people thought we'd get, but who wins it, Mitch?
Here's the deal. The step-back three-point shot that the college athlete now has developed is almost unstoppable. And that is the shot that basically has been winning these games. It's you cannot block that shot. No one's going inside because you saw so many people being blocked when you go inside. As I told you last week, I said I was hoping for Auburn, but I thought Virginia Tech. I was hoping for Texas Tech, and I was hoping for Michigan, but I thought Michigan State. So I got one out of the two. I would like to see Texas Tech do it. I'd like to see Texas do it for a number of reasons. Number one, it's in the face of Bobby Knight. You couldn't get it done, and they can. And I'm so excited. I hope Texas Tech can pull out the miracle that is March Madness. Because as in WrestleMania, if there's one thing we can tell about March Madness, if you think you know what's going to happen, you definitely don't know what's happening. You don't have a clue.
I'm with you, man.
By the way, WrestleMania, 5 hours and 20 minutes at MetLife Stadium, which is Giant Stadium, by the way. Those people were there for the pre-show starting at 5. The event started at 7. They left at 12:30 in the morning tonight. It was 5.5-hour broadcast with a 2-hour pre-show with events. Are you joking? I mean, it's crazy. I know people don't necessarily call it sports, but I'm telling you, what I saw tonight was the most extreme athleticism I think I've seen in almost any sport there is. It's amazing. You know how charged up I get about this, and especially on this day. It's amazing, guys. Tape Monday Night Raw after the Final Four and watch and get your recap there. If you know what, listen to me every year and I'll give it to you.
There you go. Hey, Mitch, appreciate the thoughts, man. You're awesome, bro. Mitch in Santa Monica, the guy always brings it. He's passionate about sports. He's passionate about life. He's passionate about everything, man. And I'll tell you what, he always educates me on what's going on in the entertainment world, sports world, you name it. The guy's got you covered in every way, shape, and form. So got his skinny on basically what happened with the WWE, the WrestleMania take, and all that. But look, and you know what? There's that guy out there, that gal out there that enjoys that. So that was for you people. Again, you can always get at me on Twitter. You can follow me there. 1-800, call me at 1-800-878-7529, but follow me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, and then again, the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Going to be interesting to see what happens in the NHL playoffs. Going to be really interesting. Going to be interesting to see what happens in the NBA playoffs, as those are literally right around the corner too, and a lot of games that were relatively important for the playoffs and the seedings moving forward. Right now in the Eastern Conference, Detroit is hanging on to that last spot by a game and a half. Okay? Doesn't sound like much, but right now that's a lot when you got like 2 games left. Miami Heat might have done themselves in with that loss to Toronto. That was a troublesome one for them. Went into overtime. Obviously, they struggled, and then they lost the game. But you pretty much have this solidified. Top 7 seeds, Milwaukee Bucks, which, by the way, they're your number 1 seed throughout the playoffs. Best record, potentially the championship will go through Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pretty cool if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. Really cool. And if you didn't know, I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan. So it's pretty damn cool. Really damn cool. Toronto is your 2nd seed. Philadelphia, your 3rd seed. Boston, your 4th seed. Indiana, your 5. Brooklyn is your 6th seed. Orlando is your 7. And then still playing for the 8th seed. But right now, Detroit is your 8th seed. On the other side, Golden State, they have solidified that number 1 spot. Denver's in the number 2 spot, but only by a half a game over Houston. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there with only a game or 2 games, whatever it is, left for these guys. Very interesting. And who has the tiebreaker? I'm not quite sure. I don't know. Portland's in that 4 spot. Utah in the 5 spot. Tough loss for Utah going down to the L.A. Lakers. Man, I don't want to lose to the Lakers at this point in time in the season. Oklahoma City Thunder in 6. San Antonio in 7. And then the Clippers in the 8 spot. And you know what? Just impressive that the Clippers are even in the playoffs with everything that they did. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the call. I was going to do it and then come back and wrap things up like I always do with my final thoughts and parting shot, as I say. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Works for me.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time for this week here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Always love talking to you. You know that. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always call me on the show at 1-800-878-7529. Again, man, I know you all have choices, and I do appreciate you checking out me, Andy Dorf, whenever possible. And I know some of you do make an appointment. So, again, I do appreciate it 100%. Going to leave you with this. Look, the Monday night game between Virginia and Texas Tech may not necessarily be what you were expecting, may not be the up and down game that you were hoping for, and maybe the great play from a guy like Zion Williamson or just something along those lines. But here's the deal. Appreciate it. Understand it. Know that these kids worked just as hard, if not harder, to get to this point. And you know what? They deserve it just like anybody else. And enjoy Texas Tech and Virginia and this brand where they're going to be playing defense and going after each other big time. So for Scott on the other side, who always makes it possible for me, I appreciate you. I appreciate all my listeners. I am Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interest of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The White House is pushing back against House Democrats to release President Trump's tax returns from a six-year period. Personal attorney Jay Sekulow, appearing on ABC's This Week, says lawmakers don't have the right to ask for those documents.
This idea that you're using a Ways and Means hearing about IRS enforcement as a way to get to the president's private individual and business tax returns makes no sense both constitutionally and statutorily. And look, this I think is going to be, if necessary, we're not at that point yet. If it has to be litigated, it'll be litigated.
The price of gas is once again climbing higher and higher as the weather warms up. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's slightly higher now than it was a year ago at this time.
Gasoline prices jumped again, this time 12 weeks since March 22. This has been a jump of 47 cents over 3 months. The new average is 278, a nickel over what it was 1 year ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat is not laughing over Joe Biden's sense of humor. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden still getting criticism from members of his own party over how he's handling allegations of making people uncomfortable with his body language. The latest, Colorado senior Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on CNN's State of the Union.
I don't think anybody should make jokes about it. I think this is a really important time in our country's history when women are coming forward and able to say when they've been made to feel uncomfortable, whether in a sexual way or a non-sexual way, and people's voices should be heard on that. I think on the question of whether it's disqualifying or not, that's up for the voters in a Democratic primary and in a general election to decide.
Bennett himself planning to run for president, but a recent diagnosis of prostate cancer has delayed his announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-and-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in for another hour of Sports Overnight America, the final hour of your weekend here on the West Coast, the Left Coast. It is 11 p.m. Pacific time, and we've got a great weekend to talk about in the world of sports. So much going on. The Final Four is now down to the final two. Congratulations to Virginia and Texas Tech. A very unlikely and virtually unpredicted national championship in college basketball, and a little bit of controversy going on with that Virginia-Auburn game. And once again, as it always does in sports, it returns to the burden of the responsibility for the outcome of the game falling on the shoulders of the referees in the game. And I think flopping was an issue for Virginia. I think that Auburn got robbed in a big way. There was a double dribble as well. A lot to say about what Chris Beard has done, the unlikely journey to Lubbock, Texas, where he advances these Red Raiders to the Final Four. So at 6:20 Pacific time on Monday evening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we will get Texas Tech and Virginia playing for the national championship. Virginia, a 1.5-point favorite. The over and under in this game, a modest 118. Other college basketball championships to speak of: Baylor knocks off Notre Dame, and they are the NCAA women's champions this year. A lot to talk about in Major League Baseball. A little dust up between Chris Archer and Dietrich for the Cincinnati Reds, another former Marlin there. Yasiel Puig, the former Dodger, probably the most upset if you don't count Reds manager David Bell. So we'll talk about some unwritten rules in Major League Baseball. The field of 16 is set. Congratulations to Colorado by virtue of actually making overtime and then defeating the Winnipeg Jets in overtime the other night. They clinched the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. So that field set. We'll look at the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and we're in that stretch run in the NBA. We'll talk about that. A few NFL items to hit on. Great hour coming your way here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and we'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? Brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of common wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
Winston with 14 to shoot, 13 to shoot, 3 in the right corner. Not going to go. Rebound, Brandon Francis for Texas Tech. Texas Tech is going to dribble this one out. And the Red Raiders are going to go where no Texas Tech team has gone before. They're going to the national championship game. Texas Tech 61, Michigan State 51.
Down by two, 62 to 60. Jerome slaps the basketball, looking, peering, finds Guy in the left corner for three, and the win off the rim, no good. But wait, was there a foul? Was there a foul in the corner? The clock is at zeros, but Auburn fouled the shooter. Bruce Pearl is at half court. He can't believe it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America on a Sunday night. It's a little bit of an abbreviated hour with yours truly the rest of the week. I get to rap at you for about 2 hours, but here I am, 11 p.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. in the East. If you're up in the East, man, I appreciate you staying up with me. 1-800-878-7529. Again, 800-878-7529. And what a weekend. I mean, we have our semifinals played out in Minnesota. How rewarding is that? Minnesota in early April. And that's why we get these teams that may not be as phased by having to travel to the cold weather like Michigan State. You know, Virginia gets cold there, but Auburn and Texas Tech, this is definitely a downgrade in the weather. Gets to be temperate here. It's actually hot here. I've got neighbors in the Phoenix and Tempe area turning on their air conditioning on April 7th. And it's going to be a long summer if that's the case. Long summer at Chase Field. It's going to be all indoors, basically. Opening day on Friday night. They open up they attempt to open up the dome for the Air Force jets flying over the stadium. And they are unable to open half of the roof, so they closed the other half. It was a beautiful night in Phoenix. Not that we were able to enjoy it sitting indoors watching the Arizona Diamondbacks just club the Boston Red Sox. But back to the topic at hand. It is the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship coming up on Monday night. Virginia. A lot of people want to die on that Virginia hill. A lot of people want to say, I've liked Virginia for so long that why should I jump ship now? Well, I didn't jump ship when they were down to
a 16 seed at halftime in the opening round. And they haven't had to, like, you know, I mean, they've had to squeak out some games. Texas Tech has just kind of run away with everybody that they've defeated. I think that as much as you want to be married to your pick of Virginia in season, you have to watch this tournament through these five games. If you had to, you know, blind taste test, Team X versus Team Y, I think you got to go with the Red Raiders. That lockdown defense. I mean, Michigan's not a bad basketball team, much as I like to rag on their football team. So, Beilein runs a really good program there. Chris Beard runs a really good program at Texas Tech. Diamond in the rough that won't be rough so much, especially if this team from Lubbock can win in their first attempt at playing for a national championship. And if Tony Bennett gets it done, he will join some pretty elite company, actually. Not too many former NBA players win national championships as coaches. Not too many even go to the Final Four. List is short. Clem Haskins, Minnesota, 97. Jim O'Brien, Ohio State, 99, since vacated. Kevin Ollie, 2014, UConn. Billy Donovan, 2006, 2007, Florida. And that's the list. That's the list. So Tony Bennett joined some pretty elite company. He will join Donovan and Kevin Ollie as the only former NBA players. And, you know, I like to think that the Charlotte Hornets were pretty popular when they came into the league as an expansion team. I have no memory of Tony Bennett playing for the Charlotte Hornets. I didn't have any memory of Scottie Brooks playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers either. So some of these guys just kind of squeak by you. Then you're like, oh yeah, Marshall, the guy from the Green Book. It was on, I believe he was on House of Cards. Played college basketball at a smaller conference in California. It was Division I. Let's say like Bakersfield, maybe. Not Pepperdine. I could probably get that. Mershala Ali. Anyway. So 61-51, Texas Tech over Michigan State. Auburn, Bruce Pearl, they got an argument. I think they got an argument there. He had a double dribble. I mean, the guy clearly picked the ball up with both hands and put it back on the deck. You know, that's something that could have cost Auburn the game. The flop at the end, I will never tire of complaining about the Bush League-ness of D-Wade, Chauncey Billups. Everybody that scores a lot of points. I think Devin Booker does it. You know, that's, you know, the Kyle Guy. Kyle Guy basically kept his team alive to play in this national championship game by doing that Bush League stuff. That's not the spirit of why you call fouls. I get the offensive player being able to take advantage of the block call going to the rim, but not for the shooters. That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. You can't be in the vicinity of a shooter. You cannot be within their wingspan or their leg kick span. And I think that's stupid. I think that's silly. Auburn and Texas Tech would be a fun game. I mean, Virginia and Texas Tech will be okay. Speaking of Virginia Tech, Buzz Williams goes to Texas A&M for the big payday. So Mike Young comes over from Wofford. And Virginia Tech fans, they're, you know, the ones that I trust anyway, are a little skeptical about it. You know, he's undoubtedly a great coach, but, you know, there's a difference between recruiting for the Southern Conference and recruiting in the ACC. Might take them a few years. And that would be a shame to regress after what Buzz Williams has done for that program. Great year for the ACC. Rick Barnes might be, SEC Coach of the Year. I think Auburn and Bruce Pearl fans just kind of laugh at that one. He might be going to UCLA. And then the Cleveland native, Arizona State grad, Eric Musselman, headed to the SEC, headed to Arkansas. I mentioned Baylor women come from behind victory over the favored Notre Dame, maybe. I think that Baylor was actually probably the favorite going into that number one overall seed. Over in the NIT, the WNIT, University of Arizona, knocks off Northwestern for a women's not invited tournament championship. Texas beat Lipscomb the other night. I tried to mention it, tried to pretend like I cared, but just a really, really tall order. All right, got the NCAA stuff out of the way again. That tip off at 9:20 Eastern Time. Virginia, a 1.5-point favorite, over under on that contest at 118 total points. Texas Tech, man. Texas Tech is, you know, they came oh so close with Michael Crabtree as the, as the Big 12 champions. As it was, they were third place in their own division because Texas and Oklahoma, the royalty in that Big 12 South, that Big 12 conference, just kind of pushed them out. So Mike Leach is having more fun up there in the Palouse up there at Washington State in Pullman. But Texas Tech football about to be put on the map if Cliff Kingsbury has anything to do with it as the coach of the Arizona Cardinals. We will talk Major League Baseball when we return. Maybe we'll get a little bit into the soiree between the Pirates and the Reds this week. My name's Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211. And this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Barrett Culver will walk it up the floor now. McQuaid eyeing him in a defensive stance. Culver dribbling middle of the floor. 1 minute to play. Culver, three, top of the key. Got it! Cold-blooded Culver! 58-51, Texas Tech by 7 on a timeout. Michigan State.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
No one on. And the pitch line to deep left in the sky. It is far. It is gone. What a bullet. What a bullet. A high line drive over the auxiliary scoreboard, over the grandstand, and into the bleachers. You can't hit the ball harder than that. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo Nocipo Stoparlo.
Swing and a high fly ball. That's hammered toward the gap in left center field. That ball is gone. Line drive homer for Dansby.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Woo, it's going to be good.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Time for some Major League Baseball here on Sports Overnight America. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. Follow the network, too, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, as I mentioned, at Jeff Rich Talks on Twitter. And I want to talk a little Major League Baseball with everyone. I got to check out my first game of the season on Friday as the Red Sox came through town. Certainly did not look like world champions on Friday or, you know, really Saturday either. And, they just continue to fall. They continue to fall. They bounced back a little bit on Sunday. Impressive outing for both pitchers out there on Sunday. But the Red Sox get this one on in the finale. They avoid the sweep at Arizona. I don't think they were swept anywhere. So 1-0 victory for the Boston Red Sox, and they're struggling. They're struggling right out of the gate after being 17-2 a year ago. Just 3 wins after their long opening West Coast trip. And it's worth noting that they were on the road for 11 days to start the season. They will open up at Fenway on Thursday against an also struggling Toronto Blue Jays team who did not win a game over the weekend in Cleveland. So much to say about the Indians pitching rotation there. Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, Carlos Carrasco, Mike Clevenger threw a gem in the Indians' 3-1 defeat of the Blue Jays on Sunday. And then Shane Bieber, the newcomer who has decided to befriend Clevenger and Bauer, two of the most learned pitchers on the staff. This Indians pitching rotation is something of a cheat code if their offense wasn't so downright pathetic. Carlos Santana has been a bright spot. Tyler Naquin, the guy who hit the inside the park home run, the walk off inside the park home run against these Toronto Blue Jays 3 years ago. Here he is, 3-for-3 against the Blue Jays on Sunday. And the Indians find themselves behind Detroit after 9 games, just a half a game. Toronto at 7-3, the Cleveland Indians at 6-3. Tampa Bay playing great baseball in the American League East. Yankees kind of treading water, as is Baltimore with Boston and Toronto pulling up the rear in the East. Over in the West, Seattle, that momentum that they got with the 2-game sweep of the Oakland Athletics over there in Tokyo really has not stopped. They are 9-2 on the year, and with everybody else kind of struggling out of the gate. Houston and Texas at 5-5, Oakland at 6-7. The Angels, despite the great play of Mike Trout, I mean, this might be the tale of that $430 million contract, is that the Angels might not do a lot of winning despite the records that he may set on an individual level. I am sure that Mike Trout is the type of player that would trade the individual accolades for the team's success, but we might just not see it over the next 13 years. So, you know, the next 10 years, 12 years. That Mike Trout deal is just so outrageous. You just feel like it's going to be forever. And then, we're going to be in like 2029 and we'll be like, oh, you know, he's about to expire. You know, that deal is about to expire. Hopefully he's still a relevant ball player when that time comes around. Talking a little bit of Major League Baseball here with you in your last hour of the weekend in the Pacific time zone. Jeff Rich on Sports Overnight America. The Philadelphia Phillies continue to reign in the National League East. The Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds, no such success in the National League Central. Milwaukee, man, what a ball club they are. A lot of Cubs games on the TV in the Rich household over that that trial run with extra innings. And now we switch over to the streaming method of watching games to MLB.tv. So I've been watching a lot of Brewers because the Cubs have been up there all weekend. And the Brewers are just a darn good ball club. The pitching seems like it's just good enough. I think that they can be hit, and I think the Brewers will be a different team on the road as the weather warms up everywhere else. I think that they might have some problems, but they will have no problems defending that outfield. I mean, they cover so much ground. Yelich and Kane are both just so athletic out there. You know, they can if they can add a pitcher. They can add a pitcher. They can be Dodger level in this National League. Dodgers, another great start for them. 8-2 right out of the gate. We'll see them in St. Louis on Monday. That ought to be a telling series. I think St. Louis is a little bit better than their barely sub-500 record. The Arizona Diamondbacks, about what I expected. Colorado struggling a little bit. They'll pick it back up Tuesday at home against the Atlanta Braves. Cincinnati's in a lot of trouble, man. Like, it sucks when you have a new manager and then you limp out of the gate like this. Because generally the answer would be like, hey, you know, we'll just get rid of the skipper there. It's been a long weekend. About to use a term that, you know, just wouldn't be acceptable for a family program. And if you have your family up listening to me, man, much respect. You got your family up listening to me, probably in Hawaii. You know, probably already on the other side of the dateline there on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, actually. You know, I know we got listeners out there on AFN. So it might not be the middle of the night, might not be late at night. You might have your kids in the car. I got to respect that. It's the thing about doing satellite radio, man. Everybody can hear you. What else do I want to touch on? Cubs are bad. Boston's bad. Tampa Bay's playing great. Seattle is still playing great. The Indians' rotation has been just fine and dandy. And what a start for Cody Bellinger. A lot of great individual starts, but 7 home runs. And the LA Dodgers sweep division rival Colorado. That's why Colorado's 3-7. Because they just got swept by the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right, we can talk a little bit about what went down in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, again, just having a dreadful start. And then you got Chris Archer. Chris Archer is an interesting case. Chris Archer is the hottest prospect that really kind of turned out to be, I don't know, a little underwhelming. You know, he's Pittsburgh's best, but Pittsburgh's gotten rid of their best. Traded around. You know, a lot of value with Chris Archer. You know, he went from the Indians organization over to the Cubs organization so that the Indians could acquire Mark DeRosa prior to the 2009 season. The Indians moved on from D-Ro rather quickly. But, you know, Archer ends up over there, you know, in Chicago, you know, in the Cubs organization. Keeps moving on up through the system. Hot prospect through Double A. And poof, they're gonna trade him for, I think it was Matt Garza. So, you know, he ends up being the opening day starter in Tampa Bay for a few years and just really never gets much done. So he is most certainly a first starter on a bad team. He's a number one on a bad team. I wonder if his future is just being really good for Pittsburgh, a la Felix for Seattle, when Seattle wasn't very good. Now Seattle's appears to be pretty damn good, and Felix Hernandez isn't. So Chris Archer, you know, is pitching for the he gets traded to the Pirates, which is just weird because of the way that they, you know, the way that they unloaded. They got rid of McCutchen. Dump some big pieces, dump some big pitching. They go out, they get Chris Archer. Chris Archer is, I don't know. I think that he is, again, he might be the best you could do on a bad team, but the great players end up playing for good teams. The best players end up being the best. And what he did with Dietrich and the Reds today was really Bush League. And we'll talk about Chris Archer, the Reds, and the unwritten rules of not only baseball, but all of sport when we return. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211 of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Unwritten rules on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Here's Yelich on the first pitch. Way back, right center. And this one's going to fly. Way out of here.
Michaelis throws. Fly ball, center field. Bader back at the track. And it is gone. Yelich's first of the year. And he gives the Brewers a 4-3 lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Now the batter, Derek Dietrich, who's filling in for Votto. And how about this? Way back into right center field, and Dietrich is homered for the second time. How about that?
And boy, David Bell is livid. He is all over home plate umpire Jeff Kellogg, and here come the benches. David Bell was the first one out, and he lost his mind. He's being held back by his own players.
And Puig is gotten away. He's gotten away. Tucker Barnhart now. And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Well, you had to talk to my lawyer on that one.
All right, everybody, we are back. And that's kind of how it went down. So Derek Dietrich hits a home run into the Allegheny at Pittsburgh off of Chris Archer in the second inning of Sunday's game. And in the fourth inning, when he came back up, you know, they said it was going to be interesting before the at-bat because of the player that Chris Archer is. And just this morning, the Pirates Twitter account, @Pirates, tweeted out the attitude, you know, the real sarcastic thing about Archer's attitude and him backpedaling off of the mound and showboating after strikeouts. And 4 hours later, just 4 hours later, you got Chris Archer throwing behind Derek Dietrich's rear end because he watched this home run. And when they say he watched it, they're not saying that he glanced at it. They're not saying that he took his time getting to first base. He stopped and he watched it fly. And then, you know, he rounded the bases. And then the next time that he came up, Archer was going to put him on base by way of the beanball. And, you know, with safety being such a concern in this day and age, you know, we're talking about throwing a ball, you know, probably not 100 miles an hour, but, you know, throwing it hard enough that if it makes impact, it's going to hurt. Fleshy part of the thigh or not, you know. Then you talk about the unwritten rules and the stipulations of it. Well, you know, you can throw at the guy because, you know, he watched the home run, but you can't throw at his head. And, you know, maybe you should throw at his kneecap. So you're trying to throw at the fleshy part of the thigh, and you're using a lot of precision on a pitch that's really just thrown out of spite. So Chris Archer, both benches get warned, and that wasn't good enough for David Bell. And you heard David Bell was going a little bit nuts there. It's perhaps because his team was in the middle of a 7-game losing streak, which became 8 because the Pirates did defeat them on Sunday afternoon. But insinuating that Bell was upset that it was only a warning and not an ejection, because now at this point, the Reds can't retaliate. You know, this is another part of the unwritten rule where you have to retaliate. So the Reds can't retaliate. So, you know, he gets all up at Jeff Kellogg's grill, and I'm watching it unfold here on the homepage on MLB.com. And then Delino DeShields comes over, and he wears number 90 as the first base coach for the Reds. And the bench is clear, and you see Kemp run out there, and you see Yasiel Puig run out there, Eugenio Suarez, and Chris Archer's kind of protected. That's, he's being held back. You know, Yasiel Puig's being held back by Joey Votto, and then he just gets away. Like, he runs around the corner, and it's like Josh Bell is the guy that needs to step in. Josh Bell is about the only one that's big enough to deal with Yasiel Puig on the Pittsburgh Pirates roster. And everybody that was on the roster was on the field because the bench is clear. It's really the only sport where it's moderately acceptable for the benches to clear. You know, and there's a TV clip of the home run where they say, you know, it's almost acceptable to watch. It's acceptable to do the bat flip. And here's the caveat to it is in his next at bat, Dietrich goes deep again and he watches it again, probably for a little bit longer the second time around. Good game for Derek Dietrich, by the way, despite the fact that the Reds did go down 7-5. Unwritten rules, though. Let's kind of get off of the baseball specific topic and look at some of the other sports. you know, where you talk about the unwritten rules of the sport, of the game. You know, you're not supposed to celebrate a goal against a former club in European football, a.k.a. what we call soccer here. You are not supposed to race to the line after a crash in NASCAR, and that's one of those weird things. Not supposed to step on the logo in the dressing room in hockey, and, you know, of course you could just not put it on the floor in the dressing room. Walking in the line on someone's green, you know, I'm kind of with that, man. Like, I don't know. That should almost be a gentleman's rule. You don't walk in someone's line. Yeah, I know. I know the foursome ahead of me could have stomped the very ground that was the line that my ball needs to travel from its spot to the hole. But I'd still rather you didn't, if you know what I mean. What you're supposed to do with the lead? You know, I kind of appreciate, you know, the game is 10-2. You've got runners on first and second. The ball kicks away from the cutoff man coming in. You don't get aggressive in that situation and send the runner. You know, it's what we call, you know, station to station. Bases are loaded. Ball's hitting the gap. Goes to the wall. You know, everybody takes two. You know, take your two bases. Let your batter get his double. You know, but don't go try to score from first on a double. You know, ball skips through the infield. You're not being aggressive. You know, you don't need to win the game by 20. You know, and it's not, you know, I'm not saying that you do this at 4 or even 7. I'm talking 10. You know, I think the example I used was 10-2. 8 runs, depending on where you're at. 10-2 in the fourth inning. I'm trying to put the issue, you know, I'm trying to remove the doubt from the issue. You know, I grew up in a community that promoted sportsmanship. I grew up in a household that to a level, you know, promoted sportsmanship. And, you know, you get out to the real world and the spirit of sportsmanship just isn't there. And I'm not just talking about on the field of play, but I'm talking about in the boardroom. I'm talking about in the classroom. You know, that etiquette just isn't there. You know, remember to understand your environment when you think about that. But, you know, I grew up in a community and, you know, whether you agree, you know, agree or disagree with these rules, I'll tell you how old I was and I'll tell you the restrictions. And you can call in 1-800-878-7529. You can give, you know, you can hit me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. Remember the Sunday Night Show runs live at 11 p.m. Pacific time. That's 2 a.m. Monday morning in the East. You know, we used to, you know, have to put orange stickers on the backs of our helmets if we were in the starting backfield. That included the quarterback, everybody that played off the line of scrimmage. And if your team took a 12-point lead, all the orange stickers could no longer touch the ball. 12 points. I think that was an 11-12-year-old league. I think that was actually the rule from the 9-10-year-old league as well. So up until you're 12 years old, you can't continue to score touchdowns if you have a 12-point lead. That really stinks. That really kind of governs, you know, the type of statistics you could put up at that age group, especially if you're a good team playing against maybe another good team. Playing against a team that's capable of overcoming a 12-point deficit while your offense goes stagnant because you can't use your best athletes. A CYO league that I played in sixth grade, this is football. And the rule dictated, and our local middle school league utilized this rule, at least for the seventh graders. I'm not sure if it was an eighth grade rule or not, but it was definitely a CYO rule in sixth grade. That said, if you played in the first quarter in football, you could not play in the second quarter. Now, I think that rule existed for seventh grade basketball because you could win football games 55-0 in the scholastic community there. Play in the first quarter, you can't play in the second quarter. So, your best players can only play three quarters of the game, and it gives them quite adequate rest in the second quarter. But the second quarter of the game is pretty important in a game of four quarters, which is why you have quarters in the first place. You're not supposed to go for it on fourth down with the lead. You know, you're not supposed to run trick plays. You're not supposed to be throwing the ball and blitzing. But, you know, the team's losing is still trying to do their best to do damage control. But if they're doing that, there's just no argument. The team that's winning has to, put it in cruise control. Speaking of cruise control, you're supposed to dribble out the clock when you got the lead and, you know, the other team's not fouling. And so, you know, so some players like to, you know, hoist up a three-pointer at the buzzer. You're not supposed to do that. In hockey, after the whistle blows, you're not supposed to take a shot on net. You see that all of the time in basketball. And more savvy players are not allowing that practice shot. They're going to the lengths of goaltending the shot after the whistle to ensure that it doesn't go in. I mean, they'll punch it up through the bottom of the hoop to not give the offensive player the satisfaction of sinking that shot after the whistle blew. I like that. I really, really like LeBron James blocking Steph Curry throwing up a meaningless non-regulation shot. And then just stuffing it. I liked him blocking the shots before. Lakers, coming down to the final run here. Of course, LeBron James not part of any of this final stretch for the Los Angeles Lakers, shutting it down so that he can get in the best shape that he can be for Space Jam 2 over the summer. His priority. The Golden State Warriors, they played their final regular season game at Oracle. They knock off the Clippers 131-104, secure the number one spot there in the Western Conference. We got a big one coming up on Tuesday, and that's going to be Charlotte at Cleveland. So Cleveland, though they have long since been eliminated from the postseason, Charlotte's basically in must-win mode to chase that final playoff spot in the East. And congratulations to James Harden. He becomes just the second player. He joins Michael Jordan with 2,700 points, 500 rebounds, and 500 assists in a season. That is something that the well-rounded LeBron James, who, you know, maybe it'll be a great summer not having to hear about him. Depending on the level of popularity of this movie, I think that he's going to shoot it. So there shouldn't be a lot of publicity for it. But James Harden, such an impressive season. I think that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to end up taking home the MVP honors. But James Harden, offensive player of the year, maybe. You know, is that a consideration for Houston? We'll talk about all of that, and we'll get into that later on this week. Antonio Brown still causing drama because of social media. I'm telling you, I would just delete accounts if I am that level of popular in any professional sports. And on the other side, I'll get to the NHL playoff bracket real quick. We'll get into that in depth with Bobby later on this week, probably on Tuesday. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Sunday night, the last hour of your weekend. It's Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince, and now it starts over again.
Yeah, I'll do it. Forever and ever, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you through. I've got to keep you pleased in every way I can.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. but the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
You want to take a chance on that?
That's a sobering thought.
Welcome back, everyone. The playoff field is set and the brackets are set. So you go to your favorite website on the Google machine and find out or put in who you think is going to win. Top seeded Tampa Bay in the East will take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. That game starts in Tampa Wednesday at 7 Eastern. USA, the Bat Channel to watch that one on. Boston and the Toronto Maple Leafs will do battle as well. That series kicks off on Thursday at 7 Eastern, 10 Pacific on NBC Sports Network. Washington and Carolina will get going on Thursday at 7:30 on the USA Network. Again, that's Eastern time. The Islanders and the Penguins, they will kick off their series at Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific on NBC Sports Network. Over in the Western Conference, the Flames are the top seed. They will start on Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific, Eastern time, 7 Pacific on NBC Sports Network. The Sharks and the Knights, they will get going at Wednesday at 10:30 Eastern time on NBC Sports Network. Nashville and the Stars, they will start Wednesday at 9:30. That series will start game one on USA, and the Jets and the Blues at 8 p.m. Eastern time, relegated to the NHL Network. We'll get into all of these matchups and preview the playoffs that begin on Wednesday night in the NHL. Thanks for staying up and listening. This has been Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.